During its 34-day war with Hezbollah, Israel said its warplanes targeted areas that were known Hezbollah strongholds or that were being used to launch rockets across the border. Many South Lebanese residents, however, suspect that a few targets were hit for other reasons. The former Israeli prison at Qiyam, for instance, was demolished by Israeli missiles. Since 2000, when Israel withdrew from Lebanon, the prison has been converted into a museum. Local residents say it will continue in that role even after the Israelis demolished it. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the site, and he offers this report.
The ruins of the former prison sit on a hill above the town of Qiyam, with a view of northern Israel just a few miles away. The compound is largely reduced to rubble now. There's nothing left to stop the wind whipping across the hilltop as two young Lebanese boys scramble in and around a damaged Israeli tank. A few yards away, a stocky Lebanese man named Abu Ali surveys the wreckage. Abu Ali spent several years here as a prisoner in the 1990s until the Israelis left in 2000. Now he's a tour guide of sorts. It's not clear if he was hired by the town or by Hezbollah, but his job is to tell visitors what the Israelis did here. A hunk of twisted sheet metal creaks in the breeze as Abu Ali points out the sites, or describes what they used to look like. Originally built as a French garrison in 1933, the compound was turned into a prison by the Israelis in 1985, early in their 22-year occupation of South Lebanon. Abu Ali points to the remains of the women's cell block on his right, and then turns to the interrogation rooms, where he says he was tortured several times.
There was always like the usual electric shock treatment. And you see over there, there's that pole standing. They used to handcuff us to the pole, and they used to pour over us cold water and hot water. They used to bring dogs, whippers. I mean, the things that I don't really want to talk about.
Without prompting, Abu Ali identifies himself as a longtime supporter of Hezbollah, one of those who stood by the militia when it was falling out of favor with the Lebanese political mainstream, and who rejoices in Hezbollah's return to the limelight after surviving this summer's war with Israel. In his new role as tour guide, he says these ruins will not be bulldozed, but will be furnished with signs and banners detailing Hezbollah's version of the Israeli abuses that occurred here.
What they tried to do is they tried to destroy one mistake, but they made another mistake by destroying this. They thought that they could wipe out their hatred, they could wipe out their cruelty, but in fact they haven't been able to do that.
Behind Abu Ali, a Lebanese visitor films the scene with a camcorder, while another family walks up behind him to take in the view. To Abu Ali, it's a sign of a lesson that Israel and the West seem to relearn in every battle in their war on terror, that when the dust of war settles, even scenes of the most crushing devastation can be turned into propaganda victories.
Hezbollah is not simply fighters. Hezbollah are the people. They're the people of this region. What can you do? Send everybody away from the region? You know, they tried militarily to get Hezbollah to leave this region, and they failed. And now they're trying politically. Let them try.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.